The goal is during those 8 weeks and four meetings together to have absolutely everything selected prior to the next phase of the build.
Welcome back to the Spruce Home Show, your local podcast that talks all things custom home building. Things to be aware of, things to expect, and things to take note of. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Spruce Homes podcast. I, Caitlin, have not been on here for a while. And so today's my turn. Brad is passing me the baton and I get to chat with you guys about the design process and what that looks like and kind of what we offer our clients here. On episode 30?
Yep, episode 30.
Brad talked about the pricing process, which is actually the phase of the build that happens before the design phase. So a lot of people actually think that I'm probably involved more in the floor plan design than I actually am. Brad, ironically, is very, very good at floor plans. Quite a bit better. Quite a bit. I probably don't give you enough credit most days, but he is much better than me at floor plans and functionality in the way that people live and move and grow their families in a space. And so when people work on the floor plan design, that is with Brad and our architect. I do oversee a little bit of the floor plan design and kind of give it just a third set of eyes at the end to make sure nothing jumps out at me that I think is going to be a problem from a design standpoint or just something that I think will be off in the end. And so I don't really get to know the clients a whole ton until after the floor plan and the pricing is complete. But once that's done, it's you and me, baby, for 8 weeks. 8 weeks we are together for the design planning. And it's not 8 weeks of us together every day. To be honest, during that 8 weeks, I only meet with the clients 4 times. I know that doesn't sound like very much, but that is because myself and my design partner, Brittany, are doing all of the heavy lifting behind the scenes to prepare for those 4 in-person meetings that we have with clients. So we call them Design Day 1, Design Day 2, Design Day 3, and Design Day 4. We shrink it all into 4 days for a couple reasons. Number one is because most all of our clients are either busy professionals or busy families. So it's not like they have a bunch of time or can take a whole bunch of time either away from work or away from their family. So by condensing it into the 4 days, we're able to do some super, super heavy lifting in between those 4 plan days. And then during those days together, we can make all the selections. So I promise that talking about these 4 design days is not a boring thing to listen to. It's actually super exciting. And if you talk to our previous clients, it's by far the most fun part of the build for them. Would you agree, Brad?
I don't know. I don't know if I would agree or not.
Don't know. What do you think it is?
I mean, people definitely enjoy the design process. Watching those design selections and choices come to life in the build, I think, is super exciting. But this part of the process definitely is, I think, more exciting than the first. But I also think everything layers on top of each other. I mean, when you're building a custom home, you start from nothing. You start from scratch. You start from a white piece of paper. And then it grows to a floor plan, and that's exciting to see. But then you get into the design phase, and now you're actually putting like color and cabinets and fixtures into those spaces that you've envisioned, which is also obviously super exciting. And then as you get through construction, now you actually get to see that come to real life. So I think every part of the process builds on to the next for the most part.
I can agree with that. And if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're thinking to yourself, there is no way in, you know what, that me and my partner can ever build a custom home together because we cannot agree on anything, I want you to know,
you could be right.
You're not alone. Aside from being an interior designer, I also like to call myself a marriage counselor during the design phase. Typically, the clients that we work with, they have similar styles, I will say, but they like different things. And so part of my job, and one of the trickier parts of my job, is meshing those two wants together so that both parties are happy. When Brad and I built our house together, I kind of didn't think he'd have much of a say in things in terms of the design things, like the light fixtures and the cabinetry and stuff like that. And then when he wanted to be involved, I was like, ugh, you're kidding.
Well, so we've done it two ways. We've done a complete remodel.
Yeah, we flipped a house that we moved into.
And then we built a home from scratch, which we live in now. And the process went different.
Yep. When we flipped the house, Brad did not come to do any of the selections with me. He basically said, I know we're only going to live in this house for a couple of years, probably. This is like a stepping stone house for us. So you put in whatever you think. I'm sure it'll be fine. And yeah. It was fun.
Because all you did, you narrowed it down to two options. And you said, okay, these are two kitchen designs. Which one do you like better? And obviously you liked both of them because you designed them both. And
yeah.
And I just picked which one you liked. And it was a win-win from your standpoint. But yeah, the house we're in now is a little different.
So then when we built our acreage, our plan is to be in this house for a long time. And now after after Brad has done all the landscaping outside, I couldn't imagine moving from here to another acreage where we had to do the yard. I told Brad I would only move to another acreage if it had a fully established yard next time. But when we did this house, like I said, we knew we were going to be here for a while. And so Brad had more of a input.
Oh, yeah.
Opinion. Yeah. All of the above on what went into this home. So
I pulled some vetoes.
You did pull some vetoes on some quirky things I wanted to put in. Yeah. But it was actually good for me to go through our own design process with my spouse. So then I can now say I have been in your shoes. So I know exactly what it feels like to have to make these big decisions together.
So how do you actually, I know how you and I got through that, guided through that, walked through that. How do you actually help others do it though?
So when we run into a situation where the clients aren't agreeing with each other on the decision, basically I then take it as my job to create an alternative solution that would fit both of their needs. So basically I just tell them, like, let me go back to the drawing board and see what I can do to kind of put your wants and your wants together and see what we come up with. And generally, once I present that, everybody's happy.
I feel like that almost like takes some of the stress out of the situation.
Oh yeah.
Because everybody wants their house to look amazing. And obviously there's when you're paying for it, you have a bias towards what you want it to look like, what tile like you want to go on your backsplash or your ensuite or whatever. And your wife or your husband might have a different vision. And that clash is what causes stress. Because now all of a sudden there's opinions, there's money, there's marriage. You have to go home and now you're talking about it and living in it
every day.
Exactly. So being that third party unbiased person, I think helps de-stress the situation and the entire build process.
Oh, for sure. Being unbiased is key. And I'm able to tell clients if one of them has a different idea that I don't think is going to look good in the end, I am able to tell them in a gentle designer way, hey, I know you really like this, but at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, I don't think it's going to give us the effect that we're going for.
Yeah.
And coming from me, people can accept that. Coming from
you get to be the bad guy.
Yeah, from your spouse, it's like a poke in the side. It's different. It's totally different. So I like being able to work with people and get to know couples and make spaces that are going to feel good for both of them.
So then what's the general goal? This might sound silly. The general goal of the entire design process beyond just literally picking out what you're putting in your house.
The goal is during those 8 weeks and four meetings together to have absolutely everything selected prior to the next phase of the build. So we do that for a couple reasons. We do that because then for final pricing, you know exactly what your cost is. We also do that for our entire team because what you don't see and what the client doesn't see is that once we make all of those selections with you, we actually then go into the software that we use and we put each and every single one of them in there. So every single light fixture that you pick, plumbing fixture, the beams that go on your ceiling, shiplap, railing detail. It all goes into the software with the hanging height, the type of light bulb it will need. The details are absolutely insane. And so having that all selected prior to the build, we can meet with our team, which is about a 6-hour meeting, and go through every single design detail so that everybody's on the same page.
And I, to your point, it is something that most people don't see. Our clients now do see that, but...
You know, if you don't... Okay, so like you said, people don't see it, but if you were to work with someone who doesn't do that, you may not see it, but you're going to feel it during the build.
Yeah, and I think the details are that you have to think about. You don't think about the details that are included. Like you mentioned beams. All right, so you're putting some beams on your living room ceiling. Well, there's pot lights in them. So, well, where are those beams actually going? Not where, almost where are they going, like exactly where are they going.
What's the width of them going to be?
Because the electrician who's putting the pot lights in doesn't know where they're going unless you tell them where they're going. So those details have to be ironed out before electrical rough-ins happen so that a mistake isn't made and things don't look goofy at the end. And that's just one example out of, honestly, thousands.
Mm-hmm. I can agree. I do want to go into detail kind of on the 4 design days just to let people know what the process looks like. Design day 1, I'll jump right into. And design day 1 is fun. Generally, I'll ask people if they're okay with it, if I can come to their home. And so I like to go to people's house to understand how they live, how their family functions, the type of storage that they're lacking generally in their current home, the things they like about their home, the things they hate about their house and do not want to have happen in their new house, so on and so forth. And it's cool for me. I love getting to go into people's houses and just get a better idea of how they live on a day-to-day mm-hmm. kind of everyday lifestyle.
Well, I say this all the time, is that when you're building a custom house, you get to customize literally everything. And one of the reasons you should build a custom house is because you get to fix all of your pain points and you get to design your house around how you actually live. You're not trying to change how you live for the house.
And I don't think people realize that if they have a house that is organized in a way that works for their family, their life each day will be far less stressful.
Yeah, totally.
So design day 1 is me coming into your home, getting a sense of what you need, to be honest. It's also the time that we talk about the exterior design of the house, which is a big topic of conversation because that's the first thing you're going to see every day when you pull up to your home. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of cost variables in the exterior of a home, depending on the type of materials that you want to use and the overall look that you're wanting to achieve. On design day 1, we also go through a Pinterest board. So prior to that meeting, I ask you to set up a Pinterest board and add Spruce Homes YXE as a collaborator on it. So then you can put pins on there that you like, that's the style that you enjoy seeing, the style, the vibe, the feel that you want in your home when it's done. And then when we meet for that design day, we actually go through the Pinterest board and we go through each image and we talk about what you like from that picture and why exactly you pinned it. This gives me the best idea of what your style is and where I need to take this design.
I think that's a super important point that a lot of people ask me before they even ever meet you, is what that process looks like. Because I think there's a fear, or at least it comes across, that there's this fear out there that if you're going to use a designer in any capacity, whether it's with a builder or whether it's separate from a builder, that there's going to be this like forced style, or that one designer only has one type of style. And sure, different designers are better or worse at different types of style, but I think it's important to understand that this whole process is really guided by the clients and what their style is, and what your job as a designer is to help bring that to life.
For sure. We don't want to be a builder who you see a house and you're like, oh yeah, that's Spruce Homes. We want to achieve a variety of styles. And I actually get really excited when I get on their Pinterest board and I realize that, oh, like this is a totally new style for me. Like this is a challenge. Mm-hmm. And this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, totally.
So I'll jump into design day two. Design day two, I always tell clients, this is our heavy lifting day, so get a good night's sleep before. This is when we go to our two biggest suppliers, two biggest impact suppliers, I'll call them. Mm-hmm. So this is when we go to the cabinetry shop, and we also go to the flooring and tile shop. Before I take you there, I have already gone ahead of you and pre-selected things that I think are going to work and I think that you're really going to like. So I've created different looks for each and every room, and this is the day that I present them to you. So for example, when we go to the tile and flooring store, our supplier already has all of my selections behind the counter and they've laid them out so beautifully on the floor, and you come in and I get to present these different designs to you for each bathroom, each pantry, each living room, you name it. And then we also bring a big iPad with us that has different inspo photos of what it would look like if we use those selections, so that you're not only just looking at a board that has one tile on it, you're getting to see an image of what it would look like in your space. After we finish up there, we'll usually go and do fireplace selection, grab a little bit of lunch, maybe a cocktail to hold us over, or a coffee to get us through the rest of the day. And then we finish up at the cabinetry supplier. So I've also already gone ahead there and pre-designed all of the cabinetry for you with a couple different options for each room. And this is when we really go through in detail what the cabinets can be, what the different functionality points with them can be, and really all the options you have, because there are a ton of cabinetry options, and there's a ton of price ranges. So I always try to keep in mind where we need to be price-wise and also what the client really needs for storage.
And I think it's important to point out that the reason that you go ahead and pre-select flooring and tile options, and the reason you go and pre-design cabinets, again, is not to put clients in, not to force their hand, I suppose, but it's more, we see our job as taking stress off the shoulders of clients by reducing the amount of clutter that you see when you go into the flooring store, when you go into the cabinet shop. It helps reduce stress. It helps stay within budget, or at least close to budget.
Yeah.
And it just helps get all of the options off of the table that maybe shouldn't be options, either from a price or design standpoint anyway.
And I think a lot of people, they know what they like and they know what they don't like. But I think the struggle for people who don't do design for a living is that they can go into a store and pick out stuff for different spaces and be like, yeah, I really like all of those. But what they don't see is the big picture of how they're all going to work together, mm-hmm. like how yep. they're going to flow in the house when it's done. And totally. That's what I have the benefit of being able to guide people with.
Yeah, totally. And that's not to say that if I know that it's happened in the past where maybe none of the selections are like just right.
Dead on.
That's fine. Like,
oh yeah.
Keep looking. It's really, again, it's really to help reduce that stress and help narrow it down from 25 different flooring options to 3 or 4.
So design day three is when we do all of the lighting, plumbing, fixtures, doors, hardware. It's a lot of little things, we'll call it, but it's all things that make a big impact on the house when it's fully built and move-in ready. Once again, I do all of the prep work before, so I've already put together lighting options and plumbing options and door options and hardware and whatnot. And then Brittany puts it all into a software that we use with images, and they are all clickable. So we actually send this to you prior to our design day three meeting so that you by yourself or you with your partner can go through it at home prior to meeting with us. So you can go through these design boards, you can click on the image and it'll take you right to the link. So then you can see more images of it. You can see the price point. You just get a better idea of what it is. And that way it's not overwhelming when we meet together for that design day three.
I do think that that helps. Again, it's not foolproof, but it helps stay within budgets. Mm-hmm. Those clickable links, I mean. Because all of the light fixtures that are on those boards, all of them don't fit within budget. But combinations, multiple combinations of them do. But if you're going to pick the high end of every light fixture, well, then you're going to blow your budget. But at least by having those clickable links, you can see the prices.
Keep a tally.
You can keep a tally. And then it just helps, honestly, with transparency and helps reduce those surprises at the end.
Yeah, for sure. Last but not least is design day 4. And this is a really fun one. This is when we sit down together for the last time. And this is when we present to you the 3D renderings of the rooms. And lots of times I'll also bring all of the samples back just for you to get a one last glance on this is your flooring choice. This is the tile we selected for your kitchen, so on and so forth. Just to make sure that when you see it again, you're still as in love with it as you were on design day 2. So it's really fun to show clients the 3D renderings. They are amazing, and I cannot take the credit for doing them myself. Brittany and I work really hard to get all the info together, and then we work with a third party who does these 3D renderings for us.
Yeah, they're super cool. Caitlin and Brittany, they put together a packet of literally the flooring that's going in, the light fixtures, the furniture types, the tiles, the cabinets and colors, and it's really cool. It's very close. It's very close to how it's actually going to look when it's done.
Sometimes I'll post them on social media and people will think they're a finished photo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Something else we do because we help with the furnishings of the home is that when we do the 3D renderings, we will also include the furniture suggestions for that space. So then when you see the rendering of, let's say, the living room or the kitchen, you can also see what we think is going to work as a kitchen table and chairs and sectional and coffee table.
Go down that rabbit hole, maybe. Because the furniture piece is not necessarily in the design days, but it's included.
No, it's not. So the furniture we don't typically start on until we break ground. With the furnishings, I would say about 99% of clients take advantage of this offering from us. And basically, it's almost like adding a design day number 5. So we go ahead and pre-select furniture for each room. And I also get a budget from clients before I go out furniture shopping for them to make sure that I'm not showing them things that they're going to fall in love with and can't afford. I take you out on a furniture shopping day to see all the items that would work in the space, would fit the design style, and would fit within budget. So then at the end of the project, we actually furnish and stage the house for you. Lots of times it's a combination of clients' existing pieces that they want to bring along and new pieces that we've purchased to finish off the house.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. If I was in client's shoes, I'd be taking advantage of that 100%. Like, it's so nice to be able to move into a home and all your new stuff is already there.
Well, your family photos are hung and it just feels feels finished.
There's so much stuff that you don't have to do. Like, most of the large furniture is moved, so now you don't have to do that. Now it's more boxes and small things. And that's not to say that, like, don't get me wrong, most of our clients also, it's some blend. It's maybe a new couch, maybe some new living room furniture, but the bedroom furniture comes from their home. Or, like, very rarely is it a full house full of new furniture. There's most times some combination, but just not having to deal with that stuff, man, I would do it absolutely.
So you're saying we can redecorate our whole house?
No, because we're not building a new house.
So in a nutshell, that is the design process. I love what I do, and I love the clients that I get to work with. I joke with Brad sometimes that I don't know if I'd really have any friends if it weren't for our business, because I end up just making such amazing connections with people of all age ranges, and it's something special. It's a very, very cool job, and I'm so blessed that God gave me this opportunity and this ability, and I can't wait to meet more of you guys.
Yeah, it's a good process. I think it adds a ton of value to our it adds a ton of value to our clients. I know that we've had 2 clients recently that we're working on jobs right now saying that we undercharge for the service. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's a great service from start to finish. And honestly, the furniture piece at the end is really just kind of the cherry on top.
Yeah.
So,
Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun. I can't believe we've made it to episode 35 at this point. Pretty cool. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and we will see you on the next one.
See you guys.